The plan follows the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark ruling that effectively gave corporations the same rights as people when it comes to campaign spending. Kenosha Democratic sponsor Robert Wirch told his colleagues that it's shareholders who own corporations. His plan would require a majority vote of shareholders before corporate money gets spent on campaigns.
This goes back to basic capitalism, asking shareholders if they want to give a blank check in political elections.
Republicans tried unsuccessfully to expand the plan to include unions. GOP Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau says the teachers' union was a huge factor in the last election.
If union money isn't the problem, tell that to the five members of the assembly who absolutely got their doors blown off in the last election cycle with dollars that came from one union in this state.
Wirch says there's a difference, since union members can already decide not to have their dues go toward campaigns. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.